virtual green room right now, Len Tamaka. He's written a book called Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had, Wisdom in Time-Tested Sayings from a Man Who's Been There. He is so funny. We had such a fun conversation off the air, so I can't wait to introduce you. Len, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what made you write this book?
I didn't have children, and in anticipation of children, I kept notes as far as teaching them lessons as I would go along. I was the baby of the family, so my siblings were much older than I am, and you know, having children, I never took any advice I said because I'm the baby of the family. So, you know, wait till you have children, then we could talk. So that being said, I think I started writing notes. We had in those days, I was in the building trades, and we used to carry a Scripto flip-flap little notebooks that you could put in your shirt pocket. And every time I would hear an expression or my peers would be talking about some lessons that they were teaching their kids, I would jot it down on a little piece of paper and tuck it away. And then when I got home, I would write up this little note or throw a couple of words in a box and collect them. So because in the building trades, my college is a local union 597 pipefitter apprenticeship completion. And in that field, I've done from apprentice to project manager estimator. So I had the gamut of blue collar and white collar upbringing. And notice that the camaraderie was the same of the banter, if you will, and conversations of the people, because we were all in this together outside of work. And I took out, when I retired, I didn't know what I was going to do with these things, but I just collected them over the years, and I'm talking decades. So when I retired, I took all these bits of paper, and I put them in on the dining room table, and I spread them all out. And I noticed different categories. I pick them up at one at a time, and I say, that's just for work. So I put that on the side for work. And, this is for human behavior. Boom. This is for respect. Boom. And I made these categories. And interesting enough, a lot of in the building trades or any business, you have the camaraderie and comebacks and wisecracks with each other. And that was a separate category by itself, and it kind of diffused my function, my focus on helping young people, especially children who didn't have mentors or to help shape an aide to help them grow. And if they didn't have anybody to talk to coming home at night and sitting at the kitchen table with their dad and talking about problems they had and the like. So I cherished missing that. And so I kept it up. And each one was so good. I made a little note here.
Yeah, you would piece them together because we talked about that. I'm going to jump in for a second because it is brilliant the way that you broke it down in the various chapters. Like, for example, past, present, and future, the avoid procrastination, love-hate relationships, take the bitter with the sweet. And one of the things you talk about is gut feeling. Tell us about gut feeling.
Well, the gut feeling is your history of your pathology. That you'd be in a new situation, and this is familiar to some other situation, and that's your gut feeling, and it's also your prior your experience telling you, you know, in the back of your ear, wait a minute, you've seen this before, and it'll give you an aid and respect your gut feeling because it's just an inner voice that'll. You say I've done it before.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Len Tamaka. You can get his book on Amazon, and it's called Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had, Wisdom in Time-Tested Sayings from a Man Who's Been There. What do you hope people take away from reading this book? And I think you've weaved that into the conversation, but what would you like someone to say after they read your book?
Well, a little knowledge. I would like the. Wow, this has happened. I never thought about this, but this happened in my life, and because I have this guy, can I give you a couple samples on
Yeah, we have we have 4 minutes left, so give us a couple of quick ones. Yeah.
Well, hearing is not listening. Okay, and I say it a statement, and then I explain it. And there's a big difference between listening to somebody and just hearing that person. If you're polite, you're just going, but it's not sinking in. Another would be a reputation takes every minute to build, and then explain. Do not lose your reputation in one indiscretion. That one imprudent act, social or professional, can erase all that you work for. And it goes on with that. I want to get to my second book, because that fifth category is retorts, and that's comebacks, wisecracks, and much lessons for bashful people. And that's strictly fun, where aphorisms is very serious and helpful to young people and older people. And a couple of the retorts I just had. If somebody is upset over a lost situation or companionship, it's a perfect time to tell them, don't be sad, it's over. Be glad it happened. Another one would be if someone, you know, is fixated on revenge, tell them living well is the best revenge. When a friend is excitedly jumping into a goal that they always wanted to accomplish, but they haven't considered all the ramifications to it, hey, be careful what you wish for. So I wanted to get that in, because I have two books sitting in front of me, and one is very serious and wonderful, wonderfully helpful, and the second one is wonderfully fun.
Well, what's really cool is what you said at the very beginning of this, that I can just envision this, that at first you started out with a cigar box full of these little things that happened, and you were saving them, all this knowledge, and these, I just can visualize in my mind these bits of paper that just grew and grew and grew, and you wanted to share that with the world, really. And that's exactly what you're doing here by telling people, you know what, it's okay. Here's some things that you can do when you get in these situations. And you got all kinds of situations. And like you said, retorts is funnier, and one is much more serious. But you talk about, you know, fight fire with fire. You talk about don't judge another man until you've walked in his moccasins. And you said it, you lived in the blue collar and white collar world, so you had to navigate that, right?
And I added the clock is ticking. So I wonder how many other people who have been single their lives. You know, there's a whole raft of knowledge that they have, we have, and this is part of a legacy for me. But it's overshadowed by helping young people. I used to say, if one kid gets a benefit out of this, this is wonderful from a mentoring point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the name of the book that we started talking about was Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had. Len Tamaka, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so it goes without saying, like I said, I can visualize, and I'm sure some of you have had that feeling, but you never, ever took it to the level that Len did, where you hear something, you think, I got to pass that on. But he collecting those scraps of knowledge, wisdom, things that happened to him, things that he saw, and the fact that, like he mentioned, he didn't have children, but he could draw on these lessons, and he knew that other people could draw on them as well. And like he said, it's certainly not just kids at all. It's people of all sorts that could do that. And to me, it's the way he laid out the book is so interesting. And I mentioned a few of the chapters as we went through a few of the things he talked about in the book, because he lays them out right in the very beginning, where he even talks about keep, and I thought about this now, especially for the situation so many people find themselves in, but keep TV and internet in check. Boy, isn't that the truth, where it just gets so out of control and you get zoned into, to, you know, to other things. And then the other one, which I mentioned to him, avoid procrastination. And you think of that word procrastination, what does that mean and what's not happening? That almost dovetails into the television and the internet in check. But really, really a very, very interesting and well-written book. And retorts, like he mentioned, you know, so he's got a little bit more serious and a little bit of fun in that. And again, go to Amazon, and that's where you'll find it. And thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.